Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Yes, I received a invitation in the mail to apply for a small business loan.
Yes, of course. Do you actually have that mail in front of you? Is there a 16-digit reservation code?
Okay, I have it.
Perfect. Can you repeat that to me?
It's 2511-4201-0034-9427.
Perfect. Now let me just pull your file up real quick. How is your day going so far?
It's going good. How about you?
Good. Busy. It's the end of the month, so it tends to pick up, especially towards the end of the year. Who am I talking to today?
Cynthia Collins.
Cynthia.
The name of the company is Pete's Fitness.
I actually just pulled it up. And Cynthia, we did just get a new phone system. Is this number that you're calling from a good number to reach you back just in case the call drops? 214-912-3293.
Yes.
Perfect. And Cynthia, what is your relation to Pete's Fitness? Are you the owner?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. So, looks like, you know, you're interested in some of the working capital programs and equipment financing that we offer. And just to start, I need to confirm a couple pieces of info I have on the business. And then I answer any questions you have, and I'll get you in the right direction and towards the right program. Does that sound good?
Okay.
Perfect. So, Cynthia, the legal name of the business is Pete's Fitness Co., correct?
Yes.
Is that your doing business as name as well?
No, my doing business name is, my DBA is Studio Fitness Club.
Okay, perfect. Studio Fitness. So let me write this down.
They're not allowed to do that.
And what is the structure of the company? I see, is it a corporation, an LLC, a sole proprietorship?
It's a sub-S-Corp.
It's S-Corp?
Yeah, sub-S corporation,
that's what
they told me.
Perfect, perfect. And how long have you been in business? Can you confirm that, please?
A year and August, September, October, 2 months.
Okay, so just over a year. So congratulations, did you just open the business up, or did you purchase it?
Say that again.
Did you purchase the business, or you just kind of opened this up just now?
No, it's a fitness club. It's mine, but I don't know.
Good, good. And you are the 100% owner, Cynthia, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And the last one, can you just confirm your address for me, please, for the business?
532 Sapling Way, DeSoto, Texas, 75115.
Perfect, perfect. Okay, so tell me a little bit about your background and what you're looking to do here today. And, you know, get you
okay,
in the right direction.
I don't need equipment, money for equipment lease. I just need working capital.
Okay, perfect. So tell me a little bit about the need here. What are you going to be using the working capital for?
To pay my the lease on my equipment and the lease, because I'm in a shopping center. And so my lease through my landlord.
So how much are you paying every month for your equipment?
It comes out to be about $3,000.
About $3,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your rent cost for, you know, your lease and your shopping center?
It's
$4,300. All right. So, you know, tell me a little bit about the background here. What's your background in the fitness industry, or what kind of classes do you do? Is it a dance studio?
No, it's a fitness club. So we have cardio equipment, free weights, circuit machines, cables, and Smith machines, all benches and stuff like that. And I'm a personal trainer. I've been in the fitness business for about 20 years now. I'm a personal trainer and a diet coach. I'm certified through Cooper Institute here in Dallas.
Ooh, nice.
And we also have spin classes and Zumba classes.
Wow, very interesting. So, are you geared mostly towards women? Is that your target audience, or is it just a regular fitness
No, it's
centers?
for
Or
women.
okay, good. That's very interesting. So, what made you kind of want to take that transition leap from, maybe this personal training for a while and nutrition over to owning your own studio? Is it just that time in your career? Is that what, typically people do in your industry?
Oh no, I still do personal training and
Oh,
nutrition
good.
counseling here. Yeah, we do it all.
Oh, very good. Good. Do you have like a smoothie bar or anything like that? I know I've been to a couple gyms that I can't resist those.
What?
The
A smoothie bar? No, we don't
smoothie
have
bars
it. It's a small studio size gym, so we
yeah.
don't
Okay.
have any food in here.
Gotcha. So, tell me a little about your lease on the equipment. When did you start that? And, what do you kind of owe currently? Give me some background there.
Shoot, I don't know what I owe currently because there's three different companies that lease it that I lease from. So I don't know the answer to that actually. I'm on a 5-year lease, I know that, and I've been in business 1 year and 2 months, so
Okay, so you still have significant, amount of that lease still on the term, I guess.
right.
Do you remember the name of the companies off the top of your head, or not
Well,
really?
it's financial specific. Yeah, I have to pay them every month. It's financial Pacific, Time Payment Corp, and Pawnee Leasing.
Okay, I'm familiar with Pawnee, actually. We do some work
Yeah.
with them every once in a while. So, what's kind of your time frame on, getting this working capital? I know obviously you're spending about 7,500 just under that every month, so basically the sooner the better.
Right.
I gotcha. So, are all those payments on the same day? Is it one, they've grouped it into one lease, or you're paying maybe Pawnee on the first, time payment on the 15th? How does that work?
Yeah, they do it all different times. Like one of them is due on the 15th, one of them is due on the 1st. And I think the other one actually is due on the 12th or something like that.
Okay, so they kind of staggered it for you. It helps out on the cash flow.
Yeah.
So how much would you say you're doing in gross annual sales, Cynthia? Because these working capital loans are predicated for the most part basically on your revenue. So what would
We
you guys,
probably do.
yeah,
You know, it's
just
up and
ballparking.
down in this business. So last year, we
Oh,
probably
for
made.
I guess since you've only been open for a year, basically, what kind of to date, what have you made so far since like last summer? In gross, not anything cost, just straight gross revenue coming in.
Straight what I'm bringing in, I probably have to say we probably have to average, let's say, $12,000 a month. I say $1,000 a month, or it might
That's
be more than that. That's way more than that because I got people drafting. I don't know. I guess about 30,000. I guess maybe 2,000. Sometimes you have months you don't make nothing other than your draft. So
Yeah, I
then
got you.
people
So,
come in for a whole year, so
So
let me
how
just
much are you charging, or what's your customer base, because usually equipment tends to pay for itself. I mean, if you're $3,000 a month in equipment, you probably have a decent amount. How much are you charging, or maybe do you need to fix your numbers?
my membership fee is $39 a month, and that's pretty competitive for my area, because actually I charge more than LA Fitness and 24 Hour and Gold in this area.
How
They
many
pay me much
customers
more
do you
than that.
think you have on your book right now?
About 150.
About 150 customers. I'm just trying to do a little math here. So you have 150 customers at $39 a month. You're getting, $58.50 in revenue a month. So 5,000 in revenue a month. Now, do you see where there might be a little bit of an issue here, where if your revenue, if you got 150 customers at, let's say, $40 a month, you're making at best $6,000 a month, and you're telling me that your lease is $4,300 and your equipment is $3,000, that brings you up to $7,300. So, you know, right now,
I mean,
Cynthia,
I'm using my personal money. Yeah, I'm using my personal money.
That means you're losing, you know, easily, conservatively, like $1,000 a month consistently. That's that's what I'm saying. Maybe we should. You gotta maybe rearrange your business structure. I don't know. What are ways do you think you can possibly maybe use this capital, and instead of paying down your equipment, you know, maybe use it for your business and let it work for you? Is there anything you can introduce maybe that can help you out? You know, how much are you charging for personal training? Is that extra, or you know, what's your plan here?
It's $30 for 1 hour and $20 for 30 minutes. It's all about time, though. I've only been open a year, so.
Exactly.
Most gyms like this don't just open up and boom, you got 500 members. It don't work like that. So.
Exactly. So just to cover your expenses, though, you know, you're going to need to get that customer base up to, you know, see if you're charging 30. You need to clear 200. You need to clear 200 a month, Cynthia. You're not going to make any profit. So, exactly.
I know, but you got to stay open. You ain't gonna clear You ain't gonna get 200 people joining the gym that's closed. So you
exactly.
Stay open.
Oh my! I'm dealing with the kind of similar situation with my gym. They're calling me around. They opened up a new location around the corner from my house, and they had this promotion where it was like $15 a month if you sign up now, but it won't open for 2 months. So I was like, hey, whatever, let's do it. And then they pushed it back every time. Oh, it'll be open in August, end of August. Oh, it'll be open in the end of September, October. Now they're telling me January. I'm done with them. I'm over it. But yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat. The thing never opens. I paid for it. It never opens. I can understand how it's tough, but have you ever done any advertising for your studio at all, or you know, how did you get your customer base now?
All day, every day. We done mailed out like 6,000 flyers. We advertise on Facebook. I pass out flyers. I'm a partner with the school district around here in DeSoto.
Oh, that's
good. We sent out mass emails to the police department, the fire department, the school district. I've been everywhere, all over the place. It's Dallas Police Department because I'm a retired police officer.
Oh, that's good.
So,
how long were you in that industry for, in that line of work for?
20 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
You saw some were you in Dallas PD or where were you working at?
Dallas PD. I worked the streets for 20 years.
You probably saw some crazy shit.
I did. You ain't lying. And you know what? I'm glad I'm not out there now because I'd be shooting them people too. Fuck them. They ain't doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's getting crazy out there now. But Cynthia, what we can do from here, from what you told me, you don't really have any other loans out on the business.
No, I don't have none out. Like other than just the equipment.
Yeah. Okay.
You know.
So this is what I'm gonna do right now. I guess what we could do, I'm gonna send you an application, and what I'm gonna need on my end from you, which is 6 months of your business bank statements and a tax return. Did you happen to fill out a tax return yet, or are you still working on that? I know you've only been open.
Yeah,
for
we
a
did
bit.
One last because I opened last August, so we did have to do a business tax return.
Okay, perfect.
And my statements are all gonna be from my personal account because I'm, of course, you know, I'm using my personal money to keep this gym open. So it made no sense
to keep
a business account open.
Oh, so you don't even have a business account?
I don't, no.
We might be able to get around that, but because we can only do business loans here.
Okay.
You can't do anything on the personal side whatsoever. So basically, we're giving your business a loan. The liabilities are under your business. If you know you don't pay it back, your business gets shut down. But it's nothing on your personal side, which is actually the positive part of this loan. It's very, very limited risk on the part of the business owner.
I don't want my business to get shut down. That don't sound good.
No, I'm saying, like, if you don't pay back the loans, you know, this is that's just basically how any loan works, you know, unsecured, secured. But it goes through the business, which means, you know, if you know, something doesn't work out, the business is what, you know, the credit on that business goes down, and not, like, you're not going to be personally liable as much as, say, like, you know, if you go and do a home equity line or something from your local bank, you know, they could probably get you more money. It'll take a little longer, but, you know, when, you know, something doesn't work out, you know, you lose your house, which is, like, a lot worse than losing your business, you know, so, but at this point, we're going to need business bank statements to continue and a business tax return. So if you can get that all set up and get your information back to me, we can start working on the file.
Well, I tell you what, just don't worry about it because I don't have a business account. I was just calling because I got the...
Yeah, of course. You know, it's a, you know, I would, if I would point you in the right direction right now to help you out with cash flow and the you know, just getting your gym off the ground, because I know it's really tough those first, you know, 2-3 years, you know, because, like, you got to get over that 200-300 members on the book, and, you know, right there, you're just about to start making money, but right now you're still bleeding out a little bit, which is going to make it hard to get you a loan. So I would actually point you in the direction of maybe going to opening a business credit card or something of that nature, where you can probably get, like, a $10,000 limit and use that to help you out from month to month until you kind of expand a little bit more.
Okay, that sounds good.
I think that's the best idea for you. But, you know, I'll circle back every once in a while, probably once a quarter, check in on you, Cynthia, and, you know, see if we've, you know, made that transition from the personal to the business. I would definitely say, you know, that's the better way to handle it, just for tax purposes. If you're looking to get a loan from anywhere, they're going to want to see that it's not a personal loan, that you have a legitimate business, all the paperwork side of it. It's good that you have the taxes,
see,
though. It's good.
I have a tax, but I don't have no business.
Just take a, you know, take a half hour or an hour out of your day sometime this week. Go visit the bank, whoever you want to do your business banking with. A lot of, you know, if you have a personal account with them already, they'll probably be more than receptive to opening a business account for you, and they'll help you out and get the ball rolling there. That's my best advice for you.
Okay, well, thank you.
Oh, no problem, Cynthia. It's good chatting. You have a good time. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.